Don't call it a comeback. Call it a resurrection. Oh my gosh. This crazy nigger actually thinks that he is Black Jesus. Anyway. Player hater mode activated.
Yo, what it bees like, and welcome to the Podcast Critic. And what I got today are three podcasts that I found on Stitcher.com. I got the Black and Half podcast, I got The Read, and I got the R&B podcast. And basically, I'm going to listen and let these niggas know if their shit sucks. It's really that simple. So let's get into the first one.
The first podcast in today's show is entitled The Read. It's one gay dude, one chick, another gay dude, and a dude who is trying hard to not sound gay. Let's check them out.
You could not sound more excited.
I'm so fucking excited.
Can you believe this is our 100th episode?
No.
I can't either. Where has the time gone?
Hell.
How has it really been 100 times that we have come here and done this and put this show out? It's just...
Well, thanks for still being here.
Yes, thank you to everyone who listened and told your friends and family and continue to support us. We appreciate you guys so much. This is our 100th episode, so welcome to The Read.
So for our 100th episode, we decided to do something special. It's going to be another mailbag. Is this our second mailbag episode?
I think it's our second or third. It's one of those.
Whatever. We're doing a mailbag episode because apparently y'all love that so much. And we decided to bring our friends along that you also love so much.
Yes.
And y'all can do what you do. So go ahead.
You have to introduce yourself.
Yeah.
Wake up.
What's up? It's your boy Asante, a.k.a. Santa, in the building. You know what I'm saying? We out here, you know, we making moves, we making it do what it do, and you know, I got my boy with me, you know, tell the people who you are, cuz.
What's up, everybody? I'm Dustin Ross, and it feels good to be back. I almost actually declined the invitation when you asked us to come back on the show, because I thought you said it was the 100th annual male bashing show. I didn't know you said it was a male bag. So
okay.
I was like, why in the hell would I want to support that? But anyways, I'm back like bra straps. What's up? I'm back like the heel on your foot. I'm back. What's up, everybody?
Okay. Well, so this is a decision we've made, and I guess we're going to have to stick with it.
Glory.
Okay. So, we have been diving through the letters all day today, and have picked a few that stood out to us. So excited to see what's about to happen. Do you want to go first?
No, I think you should.
Are you sure?
Yeah,
are you
prepared? No, I'm prepared. I just don't know. I think I want you to set the tone here because mine are a little on the wild side. Some of them are a little crazy.
Yeah, all of mine are.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Most of them. All right. So, first of all, I'm going to say that I'm just going to be transparent. I'm blasted and also, like, bereft of like any ounce of a fuck. I don't give a fuck about shit today. I didn't really edit a lot of these, so if there's, like, grammatical errors, anything like that's your own goddamn fault. Blame yourself.
Okay.
Real talk, you know what's popular that I noticed? What's really popular are gay dudes. Yeah, in the media, entertainer motherfuckers. Gay dudes are very, very popular. Yeah, check it. Darman Gregg, Will and Grace, Anderson Cooper, Kanye West. Hold on, wait a minute. That nigga ain't gay? Whatever. But yeah, anyway. Y'all motherfuckers love to be entertained by gay motherfuckers. And you notice I said y'all, because I ain't one of them. Because every time I listen to a gay dude talk, these niggas always talking about how much they don't care about shit and sucking their teeth. Honestly, today, I just don't give a fuck. Yeah, we know, motherfucker, with your over-articulating ass. We know y'all gay dudes never care about shit but sticking your dick in another gay dude's ass. We already know. It's so motherfucking cliche. But anyway, as far as the podcast goes, this shit was just okay. I mean, the chick on the show is bland as hell and really doesn't offer much. Guest number one is straight up gay. Came on with all the cliche shit. Yeah, you know, it's on and popping. We in here like swimwear. Hey, whatever. And the other dude is straight up gay, but trying to sound like he's got a little bass in his voice. But he's an undercover faggot too, which doesn't really matter. Look, I ain't got nothing against gay dudes. This just ain't my type of show. But if you're into gay dudes and chicks talking about shit that really doesn't matter, then yeah, you can check out The Read. But as for me, hated it.
Welcome back to the Podcast Critic. And for our next podcast, we give you a few options. Option 1. If you would like to hear a podcast from a husband and wife who are always happy, press 1. Option 2. If you would like to hear a podcast dealing with religion and world peace, press 2. Option 3. If you would like to hear a dude complaining about women and sounding like a bitch, press 3. Congratulations, you have made the correct choice. This podcast is entitled The Relationship and Bullshit Podcast. And in this clip, the host is in complete bitch mode. Does anyone have a tampon?
That was the Hot or Not song of the week. That was Have My Money by Dipset. Now let's get to the In Good Conscience part of the show. This is a segment that is opposite to the Not Done Conscience, where we talk about, you know, how shitty someone is. In the In Good Conscience segment, we talk about someone who deserves praise or a lot of props for something that they were doing. So this week, In Good Conscience are the women out there in relationships who understand the importance of giving their men peace. I don't think a lot of women understand how important peace is in a relationship. And let me tell you, ladies, it is extremely, vastly important. It is so wildly important that most women simply just don't understand how necessary it is for a man to find peace in his woman. Now, let me explain to you why I kind of got on this frame of thought. I was having a discussion recently with a friend, and he was basically saying that his woman argues with him all the time. And it's not just the fact that she argues all the time, but sometimes she likes to kind of nitpick. She's one of those women who kind of has this passive-aggressive thing about her where she won't necessarily find a topic to argue with him about, but she'll kind of like bring up something like, yeah, well, that's why blah 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 blah, like in a passive aggressive way that really gets under his skin. And he was just saying, like, in a lot of relationships he's been in, he's dealt with that kind of issue. And I said, is that the truth be told, I kind of have dealt with that too in a lot of relationships where it's like, you know, it's like there's always something, it's like there's always an issue, even when there kind of doesn't need to be an issue. You know what I mean? It's like sometimes you just like, are we really, like, talking about this? Are we really making a point? Like, are we really making this a thing? You know? And that's something that universally a lot of men have problems with in relationships. And women do not realize how big of an issue it really is.
Man, really? Seriously? Come on, y'all already know. Just like I already knew, already had knowed. As soon as I seen this nigga on his podcast page that I was not going like anything he had to say. Hey, I mean, this motherfucker sitting up there with red glasses and a red tie in front of a chalkboard looking like a busted ass Kwame from the Only You video. I knew as soon as this nigga opened his mouth that I was not going to like anything he had to say. I mean, his podcast was kind of okay when he was just playing music, but as soon as he busted open the mic and started talking about the relationship portion of the show, where he's whining and complaining about women, talking about how he used to be one of those guys, nah, nigga, you ain't used to be shit. You still one of those weak, punk-ass dudes who can't get no pussy, who I don't like to listen to for any time at all. So yeah, like I said, I already knew. I already had knowed that I was not gonna like this motherfucker. He ain't do nothing but prove me right. And he can't even get the name of his show right. Yeah, your shit ain't the Relationship and Bullshit Podcast. You should change your shit from the R&B Podcast to the B&B Podcast. Cause your shit ain't Relationship and Bullshit. Your shit is Bullshit and Bullshit. Your shit is 100% Bullshit. Anyway, my recommendation for this shit right here is stay far away. Stay far, far away. This nigga right here sucks.
See, when you have a big dick, we will allow you to speak to us in a certain way. Like, we allow y'all to get verbally aggressive with us. We like that shit from time to time. We do. We like when we make y'all mad and y'all get all crazy and shit and be calling us with that old stupid shit. We like that type of shit. Like, for instance, when you have a big dick, you can speak to us like this. So where the fuck you been? I've been calling you all motherfucking afternoon. I've been calling your job. I've been calling your cell phone. I've been paging you. Where the fuck you been? But when you don't have a big dick, lower your motherfucking voice. You don't speak to me like that. When you don't have a big dick, this how you supposed to say that same statement. I was worried about you. I thought something happened to you. I've been calling your job, I've been calling your cell phone. I was finna call your mama, I was worried about you. And some of y'all dicks so small, y'all don't need to say shit. Just hand a bitch a note. Oh, you was looking for me. I told you my cell phone was acting up, it don't work all the time.
You are listening to the hottest relationship show in the country.
I am the head of this household.
Right.
I'm the man that's paying every bill in this house.
Really?
I'm the man that's providing for
right,
you.
Right.
I don't need you to look nowhere but what you need to do. You go to school, you come home. So I'm your provider. Oh. I'm your protector. And I'm going to take care of you.
Anyways, let's get back to the Player Hater Podcast. The next podcast being featured is called Black and a Half. It's a show hosted by two comedians. Let's tune in as they struggle to interview their guest.
Welcome back to Black and a Half. Yes.
Season 2.
Yes, that's right. We've been on a hiatus.
Yeah, building up anticipation like Breaking Bad.
Yes. Maybe a little less suspense.
We have a special guest.
Very special. Because this show just got a whole lot blacker. Who other than the very own
Matt Black. Black with us. Welcome, Matt.
Thank you.
Yeah. So now it's two blacks and a half.
Yep.
Two blacks. Two and a half.
Yeah.
Mad Negro on the show tonight.
You qualify, there's a lot of ways you qualify as black.
Do I?
Like 6'6 live? No.
Right?
No, I guess not. Yeah. Only if you have six kids and no
wife. Yeah, right. That's true. He didn't know a few of
baby
kids.
Mamas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Newly married?
Newly married.
Yes. Yes. Congratulations.
And my wife is blacker than I am.
Yeah. She's from the Bay. She's from the hood.
That's right.
Vallejo.
From Oakland, right?
Vallejo.
It's
outside. It's right next to my hometown, Pinole, Turkey.
Okay.
Yep.
How's that going?
Really good. Yeah.
6 months
really
now? Yeah. Okay, you have to say that on the air, but really, how's it going? Blink twice if she can't see it. She's not here. She can't see it. No, it's going really good then?
Yeah, nice. Really good. Yeah, really good. It's my favorite marriage so far.
Mine too. Is this your first time marrying someone else who's a comic?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, is there...
Because the ex-wife wasn't a comic.
Right.
Or the girlfriend. Right. Wait, is this the first marriage?
First marriage.
Is it the second marriage?
Isn't it third marriage?
Third marriage, okay, that's not bad. That's hey, sorry. Well, I guess you're doing better with...
for life.
Yeah, there you go. You're doing better with your average size.
Yeah.
I was going to shoot for a baker's dozen, but
there you go.
But is it different being married to a comic? Like, as far as, like, humor-wise, do you kind of, like, relate more, or is there no difference, really?
No, it's very different, yeah. Well, because, I mean, you know, being a comic, like, when you're in a relationship with someone who doesn't do comedy, they don't, like, understand kind of anything that goes in.
As you see, my Jedi powers are far beyond yours.
Let me wrap this shit up real quick, like, I'm a raw look. Last episode, I talked about the fact that I hate concept podcasts, and these niggas right here are the epitome of a concept podcast. It's like, I'm black and I'm white, and together we're black and a half. Nah, together y'all two niggas are straight up whack and a half. I mean, the black portion of the podcast is kind of okay, I can tolerate old dude, but the white dude in the podcast, yeah, that motherfucker is straight up garbage, man. He can't even comfortably have a conversation with his own guests. And the sad thing about it is these two niggas are stand-up comics. They tell jokes for a living. They stand up on stage and talk at people for a motherfucking living. How can I trust your ass to be funny on stage when you can't even comfortably interview a guest on your own motherfucking podcast? Anyway, my recommendation is this. Don't fuck with the Whack and a Half podcast. Period.
That concludes the Black Jesus podcast for this week. I guess he has to go out now and turn water into wine. Anyway, as we close out the show, we leave you with just a sample of some past greatness.
Yeah, boo.
Man, I was ready to say something 12 minutes ago. Come on now.
Why you ain't raised a fucking hand, nigga? You know I ain't no fucking mind read over here.
I did raise my hand. I put the shit down. You started running your mouth.
You a damn lie. It is my show, so I'm going to run my mouth. Now, you are able to run your mouth when I bring your ass in. So let's go. Let's have it.
I got two things to say real quick. Number one, most dudes who claim to use rubbers line ass up. That's number one. Most dudes ain't trying to use no rubbers. The other thing is, I had a question for the chicks and for sorry dudes. Why is it that you make a dude wear a rubber the first few times you fuck him, but then, let's say, a week later, not make him wear a rubber anymore? If he had a disease day one, he still got a disease 7 days later, so that ain't safe sex, just to let you know.
I would say that some of them bitches feel like, oh, I think I can trust him now. I think I know him. Yeah, motherfucker, all right. And then you got to look at it, too. Sometimes shit happens.
I mean, shit can happen day one. This is the issue I got with this. These same dudes and chicks who claim to practice safe sex. Yeah, you practice safe sex for like a week, and then your ass goes straight up raw a week later, so you ain't practicing safe sex. So shut the fuck up.
Mm-hmm. Right. I would agree with that. It happens. Nobody's not saying don't use the fucking rubber, but it happens. But it's a turnoff when niggas come straight up out the door and they be trying to say that they don't like wearing fucking rubbers. Oh, I can't feel it. It's not no good feeling. Say what?
I was just about to comment on, I ain't mean to cut you off, Mom, but I was just about to comment. Yeah, actually, in my opinion, I understand, you know, everybody's different. You have a certain way you feel when somebody approaches you like that a dude does. But, yo, my opinion is appreciate that dude. The same way I say appreciate chicks who tell you what they're about day one, appreciate this dude right here because he's letting you know I don't like to use rubber. So you then have to make the choice, do you want to fuck with him or not? It's really simple. Appreciate those dudes. He doesn't like to use rubbers. Okay, I like to use rubbers, therefore we ain't fucked.
I just, me being a female, I can respect that shit, but I just...